Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Things are happening, man. Twin Peaks already.
Look at you, Solana. I'm used to it.
Yeah. No, I mean, a lot's going on here.
What's going on?
We're a minute into the show.
Chatty Cathy over there.
I like to talk, man.
Come yeah. On. No. I mean, look, people are here to see Crowder, but I already tried to convince one of the Twin Peaks waitresses that I'm the punter, and I got outed already.
You came in rare form.
I'm wearing a Tua jersey. She thought it was my jersey.
You got a Dolphin jersey on.
Yeah.
I'll warn you, Solana, that's not what usually teammates do wear their teammates' jersey.
Well, I told her this is my jersey right here. I'm number one. I'm the punter.
Oh,
and,
okay.
She bought it for about 5 seconds, and then I stood up, and she saw the man boobs, and she's like, typically, even the punters are in shape.
A little better shape. It's okay, man. I'm worried about you, Solana. It's your first time out here, man. It's a lot of distractions at Twin Peaks.
Thank you. Yeah, we're out at Twin Peaks in Davie right now. I'm making my Twin Peaks debut, and I already love it. We're 2 minutes into the show, and I already love it. Again, out here at Twin Peaks until 6 p.m. No Hawk today, but it's Crowder and Solana. And we have a good show for everybody. Aronde Gadsden, he's taking out a pepperoni pizza over there. He's going to join us in about 10, 15 minutes. The Aronde Gadsden show every Tuesday.
Yes.
And Crowder, I was texting you. Really not anything going on with the Dolphins. I figure we'll just mess around with OG. Like, whatever. We'll just mess around.
No, there's a lot of going on, but just the athletic side of things, you know, the diva side of things. OG's, you know, everybody knows because he listens every week. OG's path to greatness as it is was, you know, he went through a lot of different stuff. So, just there's a lot of questions right now. We can even, you know, I guess weave in the NBA and what's going on with Kyrie and KD and all these guys and Russell and then ask OG's opinion. OG will have a strong opinion about these stuff. I have some good stuff for OG.
I agree. I'm learning a lot about OG. We just spent the last hour watching tennis. He's a big tennis fan, Wimbledon fan. I had no idea. So I want to ask him about that as well. We're going to have Josh Appel on. He always joins the show live here on Tuesdays as well from Twin Peaks and Davie. But how about this? OJ McDuffie Juice, another former Dolphins wide receiver. He's going to join us today. You know, he does that Fish Tank podcast with Seth Levitt.
Yeah.
So they actually had a Landon Roberts on, and I listened to it, and it was a really interesting conversation. So I want to talk to OJ about that. And we haven't really caught up with him about the Dolphins since they made the coaching change from Flo to Coach Mike. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I mean, he's out there. He's involved with the organization. He's watching some of these practices, talking to the players. We'll get a good feel for how things are. We're only, what, 5 weeks away from training camp? Like, it's around the corner, Crowder.
Right there. And OJ and Seth had McDaniels on.
Yep.
So I want to talk to him, ago. You know what I'm saying? I watched the episode, but I want to talk to him about that. You know, just the feel, the aura, because there is an aura around an alpha male that you can feel, but you can't feel it on air.
Yes, sir.
You can get answers. So I want to talk to OJ about that. OG and OJ?
OG and OJ.
Two of the best receivers in Dolphin history, man. We got a show lined up.
Two legends.
Yes.
But let's get to the elephant in the room. Crowder, yesterday we spent 4 hours on Kyrie Irving to the Heat. Mm-hmm. And I went out on a limb. I took the other side on the debate. I'll peel the curtain back for everybody. I took the other side on the debate. and tried to convince everybody, Kyrie to Miami, good deal, mm-hmm. right there, let's go. And you did what any sane person would do. You're like, you're an idiot. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And we did Kyrie or Kevin Durant. You had Kevin Durant in the Heat uniform yesterday. I had the Heat hoisting a trophy with the trio of Bam, Jimmy, and Kyrie. 4 hours we did on that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
10 minutes after the show ended yesterday. At 6:15, Kyrie Irving opts into his contract in Brooklyn.
He wasn't going to give up that money, man. He know it. Listen, Kyrie, he might be – I don't want to – the word crazy is overused and a little – he's different.
A little crazy.
And we know he's different. But money talks, BS walks. Kyrie was not opting out of that money.
And then today, Russell Westbrook opted into $47 million to play one more season. He picked up his player option in L.A., and then he posted, I don't know if you saw the video he posted where he's singing and he's dancing in the car.
Yeah.
This dude was not going to turn down $47 million, obviously. So, LeBron James, good luck, buddy. Another season of Russ, maybe.
And they
maybe. Things can still
maybe.
Happen. Things can still happen.
Who's going to get Russ for 47? Who's going to take Russ for 47?
I don't know.
He's going to be a Laker.
I don't know. But Crowder, all attention shifts right back to our guys, Bradley Beal and Donovan Mitchell. Get me a spider. Get me the spider.
Take spider. I like spider. Yeah.
Again, OJ will join us. OJ McDuffie Juice will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Josh Appel, Marlins PA announcer, will join us in the 3 o'clock hour. And we're going to have Aronde Gadsden on in just a couple minutes here. I have a lot to dissect with OG because he's wearing his cargo shorts again, Crowder.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw – did you see what Michael Jordan wore to the NASCAR event the other day? Did you see this picture?
No, he had on cargo shorts.
He had on camo cargo shorts.
Yeah.
I guess I've long maintained – listen, what do you need all these pockets for? I don't
items.
Understand. I don't understand. I know you're a cargo shorts lifer. What do you need all these pockets for? But –
for
I feel
items.
Like, but what items?
Items.
How many items do you have on you right
Man,
now? Your phone, your wallet, your keys, and
phone,
you leave the house.
Wallet, keys, you need some gum, you need a dip can, you need maybe a pen, a Sharpie. Just items.
What do you need a Sharpie for?
People come up and say, hey, can I have your autograph? And they start slapping their pockets, and you say, hey, I got you, big homie.
Okay, maybe for a former NFL player, a Sharpie makes sense. What do I need a Sharpie for? I couldn't even convince a Twin Peaks waitress I'm the punter for the Dolphins.
You need your inhaler. You need your EpiPen. You need all your physical ailment stuff. You need some gum rub.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All your medical
point.
Conditions, your pill bottles, all of them in your pocket, man.
That is a good point.
Don't you take Nugenix to get your tea up?
I do need my albuterol handy any second.
See? Pockets, man, for items.
Yeah, so here's the thing, though. If MJ wears cargo shorts, I can't even disrespect it anymore. Like forever.
Mm-hmm.
If Michael Jordan in 2022 is rocking camo cargo shorts that go past the knee,
mm-hmm.
it's a look, certified look already. Like that's it. It's done.
Did you watch the BET Awards? I know the answer.
No,
I know you didn't watch the BET Awards, but I want to bring up Kanye. The weird stuff that Kanye does right now.
Was he there?
Yeah, Kanye spoke. He spoke on because Puff Daddy had a Lifetime Achievement Award. So Kanye spoke, came out with that full mask on over his mouth where you can't see his face, the sunglasses, them big rubber sewer worker boots.
Oh, no.
And all that stuff. But now if Kanye does it, he makes it cool. So on the other side, if MJ, Michael Jordan, arguably the greatest athlete of all time, if he wears cargo shorts, Solana, you're going to argue with Michael Jordan?
I can't. Yeah, I missed the BET Awards, unfortunately. There was a good special on Lifetime, so I missed that. I think I DVR'd it. I TiVo'd it.
When's the last time you caught the BET Awards?
Suge Knight? Was he on the BET Awards?
Suge, yeah. The Suge Knight BET Awards? Okay, yeah. You listen, don't hate on that. Don't hate on that. MJ needs his cigars. He needs his lighter. He needs his cigar cutter.
Yeah.
He needs, man, grown men needs items. And I don't want a man purse. It's better to have pockets than a man purse. Items.
It's not a bad point.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm starting to see the light. You mentioned the boots that Kanye was wearing. What'd you call them?
Sewer worker boots.
The sewer worker boots.
Yeah.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Then Antonio Brown wore those when he was on the pivot, right?
And that's the thing. Even with him, we were making fun of him. But Kanye, it was Kanye's line. Yeah. So it's like, hey, this billionaire wears these.
Yeah.
Why can't I wear these?
Yeah.
Man, it's that new age. Solana, this is what I'm making your argument. It's where all these millennials do this goofy stuff, and it's cool because they do it because they're goofy, but it's a millennial and they're famous. Yeah, man, this is your argument. We're on the wrong side of this.
Speaking of the pivot, though, I'll pivot to the pivot. What a lame line. Mm-hmm. Mike Tyson, I saw.
Yeah.
You guys released the episode today
noon.
I haven't seen it yet, but I saw some of the clips on Twitter. So everybody go check that out. That must have been, right, like for you, sitting there with Mike. I mean, I know Floyd has become your guy, and those that episode with Floyd was awesome. And, you know, we know the picture you took with Floyd and you hanging out.
Yeah, it's
but,
cool.
But even a guy like me to sit there with Mike Tyson, I would be awestruck. And he's not even really from my era, you know?
Yeah. No, it was kind of surreal at first. You can even see the episode starts off slow because all of us are kind of like, this is Mike Tyson.
And you don't know what Mike you're going to get, right? Like, are you going to get the more chill Mike? Or maybe before he walked in, he had a fight with somebody on the phone. He'll be amped up. Like, you genuinely don't know.
Yeah. And it was cool, and it was up and down. And the one thing we did notice with Mike, go and watch the pivot, it's on YouTube, is that, like, he's been burned so many times by people in his life. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you could see he was standoffish because he doesn't know me, Ryan Clark, Fred T. He doesn't know who we are. But he agreed to do the interview, so you could see he was kind of standoffish. And then he just kind of figured out, oh, these are just three, you know, I don't want to say silly, but three dudes just hanging out talking, you know, young guys, you know, young dudes that play ball. And you can see him lighten up. But it's an awesome interview, and he opens up. What's the phrase, not safe for work? NSFW,
NSFW.
Yeah. You don't play it loud at work, because right. Mike was uncensored.
That's on YouTube right now, by the way, for everybody that wants to check that out. Let's get to headlines here really quickly. Again, Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment. OG's ready. He's ready. I see him. He's pumped up to jump on. This sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford. We know trucks. I mentioned Kyrie Irving opting into his $37 million option with Brooklyn. Russell Westbrook, he opted into his $47 million option with the Lakers. John Wall gets bought out. It seems like he's going to join the Clippers.
Yep.
Everything went down within an hour of our show ending yesterday.
And it's the John Wall thing's interesting.
Is
I want to see how that works. Yeah, because John Wall's a monster, but he just hasn't been in that situation. I don't know if the Clippers is the right situation, but I think that everybody stayed, you know, status quo, but John Wall to the Clippers. I'm interested to see how
John Wall's had my dream job. $40 million checks for the past 4 years. He's played like 7 games in the past 4 years. That's my dream job. Somebody pay me $40 million to not show up to work.
Yeah, well, you know, you're not very good at much.
Yeah, that's fair. Marlins, Cardinals tonight, 7:45. Marlins got their ass kicked yesterday, 9-0. They'll try again today. This was interesting. The ACC, they're the next conference to scrap division. So no more Atlantic or Coastal divisions. This will be the last year that they're going to have the two divisions in the ACC. Starting next season, 2023, the league announced it will move to a 3-5-5 format. So basically each team will have 3 permanent rivalry games played annually, and then the other 10 opponents will rotate throughout the conference on a every other year basis. Here are the Canes' 3 rivals. FSU, obviously.
Yeah.
OG, feel free to jump in. You have your mic on. Listen to this. Boston College.
Why so high? That's far away.
Yeah, it does. But then, is that a rival? Is like UMBC a rival? I don't like that one.
I guess the one time they did, you know, Ed Reed did his thing, that was against Boston College.
Yeah, and wasn't it like the
yeah.
he stole the ball? I don't remember who it was against.
Win the game, but they were supposed to lose that game.
Yeah.
That's the third.
And then Doug Flutie threw the thing.
Doug Flutie, right. But
you know what? But Doug Flutie is on Nugenix commercials. Doug Flutie's 77 years old. We're still living off that?
I'm just saying, man, he is.
Doug Flutie, man. Who's the third, man?
This is weird. Louisville.
Hmm.
An old Big East rival, but
because they stole the coach from Louisville, right?
That's what it was?
Oh, he went to Louisville.
Who was that?
What's the old coach? Used to coach for UM. Was at Louisville first, and then it came to UM and won the Schnellenberger.
Oh, Howard Louisville. Schnellenberger. Oh, yeah. I didn't even know Schnellenberger was at Louisville.
I think.
I didn't even know that.
FSU is the only one that really makes sense.
And Louisville got a lot of Florida players on their roster.
Yeah. Lamar was there. Yeah. Lamar went up there, remember?
That's what I'm saying.
That was Teddy Bridgewater.
They got a lot of dudes.
That was the big one. But if I tell you UM rivals in the ACC, I don't know if you're – obviously FSU. Yeah. I don't know if you're putting Louisville and BC on that list. For them to play every year,
I guess geographically we're thinking, and that's probably wrong.
Yeah.
You would probably put Clemson and, you know, somebody else.
But if you ask Clemson fans, is Miami one of your rivals, they'll laugh in your face. Like, they don't consider Miami a rival.
Right.
No.
I don't think they got no rivals right now.
I would like Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia Tech.
Yeah, one of those Virginia,
ooh, Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I would like one of Virginia Tech.
Yeah, even like Duke, which I know is kind of embarrassing.
Enter the Sandman.
You want the easy out.
Yeah, hey, give me Duke. Give me Duke, the Blue Devils.
What was that?
Need that. Syracuse need Duke.
With the Syracuse hat on.
You hear Aronde Gadsden right there. We're going to talk to him in the next segment, the Aronde Gadsden Show, every Tuesday. And it just so happens today, we are live at Twin Peaks in Davie, just off South University Drive. We'll be here until 6. And again, Aronde Gadsden will join us coming up.
I am not an attorney. I don't know how anybody would think I'm an attorney. That's crazy, but that's why I keep the best attorneys around me, and that's Victor DeMesmin and Jeremy Dover of the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. They are my homeboys, South Florida dudes, just great guys, huge sports fans, but they are everybody's South Florida car accident attorneys. But not just car accidents now. They'll represent you with slip and falls in public places. If you're hit by a truck, they got you. Pedestrian and bikers that are struck by vehicles, they got you. Medical malpractice, people whose loved ones died because something someone else did. If any of this happens to you, you're stressed out, your family's stressed out, let DeMesmin and Dover take that off of y'all. It's what they do. They'll deal with all insurance companies, go over policies line by line so you know what to expect, help resolve liens from medical providers, help resolve property damage. They are experienced and aggressive attorneys. They're going to fight for you tooth and nail, and they don't get paid a dime until settlement time. Give DeMesmin and Dover a call right now. The phone number is 866-954. More. That's 866-954-6673. Free consultation. No fees or calls unless you get paid. Call them with any questions you have. They're available 24/7, around the clock access. You'll actually get your attorney's cell phone number. And Victor and Jeremy, I had to ask him now. This sounds too good to be true. Why do you do all this? Their answer is always, we care more, and it's because of you, their clients, their neighbors, South Floridians. Call DeMesmin in Dover today.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm in love with the
cock and cup.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Bro, it's OG, Aronde Gadsden, your favorite Miami Dolphins wide receiver.
Fiedler now throws.
I'm coming up next on the Hawkman and Crowder Show.
I'm Mount Rushmore of chicken wing flavors. Honey barbecue, mild, medium, and boneless.
Okay. Boneless? Flavors, though, huh?
If your toes ain't smoky, then you ain't cooking no ribs, man. Toes gotta be smoky, man.
I wanted to buy a dolphin, but I couldn't because I didn't have a pool or anything, so I bought a monkey.
This won't be no Kirkland brand appearance. No boneless wings, no square pizza. This won't even be a vegan situation. Let's go!
Yeah, I don't know what is that?
Fight the power, that Flavor Flav, Flavor Flav.
OG1! I like it.
I like that. OG1 Kenobi.
You want to see Aronde Gadsden dancing, you should be at Twin Peaks and Davie right now.
Ooh, fight the power.
We are out here at Davie. Hawk is off. He's
slacking. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
Slacking.
Should be working, man.
Should be working.
Yeah.
He's in Canada, man. Everybody get a little vacation, man.
He had Tim Hortons right now. Let's call him.
Yeah.
Call him.
I don't know if you
I told OG you should FaceTime him.
Call Hawk, man. Let's see what he got going on.
We're out at Twin Peaks and Davie. It's the Aronde Gadsden Show every Tuesday at 2:20. And every other Tuesday, this happens to be one of them, the Hawkman and Crowder Show is live from Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, and scenic views. There's some scenic views here, man. Crowder, I was telling you,
stay focused, Alana.
Earlier today in the show, that me and Aronde were sitting here about an hour before the show, and one of the waitresses from Twin Peaks comes up, and I told her I'm a punter for the Dolphins.
What'd you think that was? What was the purpose of that?
I don't know. I mean, she asked, "Are you a football player?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a punter."
And it got you got over on her, or did it come back to
bite? Look,
she took a picture.
He had it all the way until he stood up.
Oh, okay.
You know, because she was like, "Well, why are you a punter for the Dolphins wearing Tua's number?" You know, like,
oh,
yeah,
okay,
because I'm wearing a Tua jersey today,
right? I kind of threw him off. You
but
know?
OG, we gotta school him that players don't wear teammates' jerseys.
Oh, jerseys at all?
Oh, jerseys at all? Like right. You're on the team,
but it was too late. I can't tell him, man. He already threw it out there, and see, he had a set.
He already hook, set the hook,
but she wiggled off. Wiggled off.
Yeah. That was one rule. I don't know how y'all you did it, OG.
Oh,
when
never,
I played,
never.
I wasn't wearing no Dolphins
stuff. You know,
I wasn't wearing a Dolphins shirt.
It was a period during the time when I played that the jerseys were in, but throwback jerseys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like old school.
Like
Bill Russell.
Zonka.
Yeah. No.
But you
no,
couldn't
no.
wear no Dolphins,
no,
right?
No.
I got
no,
you.
No,
so,
no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tony Gwynn, you know, Kirby Puckett.
You wouldn't be caught wearing a 13 anywhere.
That's his. That was his teammate.
Yeah, but you gotta. If you love your teammate, I mean, Dan was responsible for a lot of your success.
I love Dan. Love him to death. And I go to runway 84. I go wherever he at. but I'm not putting on 13.
So if
my son got a 13 signed, everything. We got one up on the wall. I even got the shoe, the boot shoe. I got all that. Wearing the 13 out in public, though?
No.
No.
That's just, you can't do that as teammates, man.
Dicey.
So you wouldn't have worn a Pennington or a Chad Henne, a number 7 Chad Henne jersey out?
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
I love Zach Thomas to death. Zach Thomas made my career. I've made it perfectly clear. I would not have been in the league this long without Zach Thomas. I have never put on in public a 54 jersey because it's lame. What do you want me to go to Zach's house in a 54 jersey? Zach will tell me this.
I love Michael Irvin to death. Jerry Rice, I love them to death. But I'm not wearing it.
Ultimate sign of respect. Rock your boy's jersey.
No. Ultimate sign of respect.
Ultimate sign of respect is a payday dinner bill.
Right. That's the ultimate.
Buy him something.
Yeah.
Take their kids fishing.
There you go. On the boat.
I school him, OG.
Yeah.
So.
He, you know. Latin people do that.
So, Aronde, and Latin people do that. I mean, at the end of a soccer game, you go right up to, you know, the guy that you love the most on the other team. And you ask, let's switch jerseys. No. Ultimate sign
of
respect.
Players doing it. But he's not going to put it on. He's going to put it in the frame in his house. Mm-hmm. You got it on.
Yeah, you walk right out the stadium with it. Ultimate sign of respect.
Totally different. I guess if you blow in a zoo-zoo-zoo-zoo-zaley.
OG, we talked a lot about Kyrie Irving yesterday. It led to absolutely nowhere because 30 minutes after the show, the chances of him coming to Miami basically were eliminated. But you know all about Kyrie. I mean, you're following the NBA.
He's pretty weird.
He's an odd bird,
right?
I guess we could say, right?
Yep.
Did you ever play with somebody like Kyrie who was a wild card? Not like Kyrie where they don't think dinosaurs exist, but they think the earth is flat. Because I don't know how many characters there are in the world that would make it to professional football locker rooms thinking like that. But just an odd bird, somebody who you didn't know what they were going to do. They'd show up, and they were a wild card.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody liked that. I'm pretty sure if I think about it, I did play with somebody like that. But, you know, you got to be a little off to play football in the first place, right? Because you in your mind think you're, you know, one of the best players in the world. I mean, there's only, what, 3,500 of us? And in that locker room, there are 53 alpha males. So you have to be a little off. But as far as that happening, I don't know. I mean, you play with some weird dudes because they had their own, you know, idiosyncrasies to go about how they played. Like, you know, Prime was weird, but he used to have his uniform in front of the locker all dressed up, like shoes, socks, jocks, all set up in front of the locker. And he couldn't play until the whole man was built in front of his locker because he put his clothes on like that. And the trainers had to have it already. And you couldn't step over it. You couldn't come by it. I probably think the oddest player I probably played with was Charles Haley, probably. Mm. Charles Haley was a odd bird, Jack. usually the odd birds are the ones you can do nothing with. Like, he'd walk around before the game naked. It's 12:45. The game started at 1:12:10 and sing slave spirituals. Because he was going, he'd walk around the whole locker room for a good hour before the game. Master got me going out here working. And you couldn't do nothing. What you going to do? What you going to tell Charles Haley?
I wasn't going to tell Charles Haley.
No, nothing. So, you play with some odd guys, some odd birds, but not like weird. Like, I think Kyrie has his own plan. I think, you know, in these days of mental health, you know, I think he's at a point in his career where he just says how he feels and he goes along with it. That, you know, that's why this contract thing is odd, because you can give him the 1 year before you commit the money. You got to know that he's going to be there, but he can say that. But, you know.
You don't know.
Could come up again, Ukraine and Russia. And he said he's sitting out for Ukraine. What you going to say?
Yeah. But OG, to that point, like you said, Charles Haley's weird. Singing Slave Spirits just for the game, or Deion had to have his whole outfit laid out.
Right.
But you knew they were going to be there every game to play.
Correct.
What about a dude like Kyrie? Like, could you play with a guy like that where you don't know day in and day out? Like you just said, if there's a war in Ukraine, he's upset he don't want to play.
Right.
His dog gets scabies mange.
Right.
He's upset he don't want to play.
Right.
Like, could you play with somebody like that? Because he would frustrate the hell out of me knowing you ain't going to be there on game day.
Of course. That would be frustrating. I think his teammates are probably pretty frustrated because you can take the James Harden. You can even take the Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
But you know they're going to be there.
Yeah.
And we all know, you know, best ability is availability. You know, we count on you to be there. And because he's a – man, he is box office. You know, you come to see Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
He's not there, and you know, he's not there because of the vaccine. Come on, bro. Don't walk in the stadium then. Don't walk in here.
Don't watch.
Yeah, don't come watch the game. Watch it from your house. Because the times you walk in there, I'm jumping on your back. I paid my hard-earned money to come see you, and you walk in here with your girl in that jacket? No, boy.
I've said it before to people. Kyrie in the NFL, somebody would approach him. He might have.
Oh, without a doubt.
Teammate would have grabbed
him. Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And, you know, that's kind of the thing that's going on now. And I've alluded to this before. This is the kind of thing I'm a little nervous about the Dolphins in case we get into a spot. Because the veterans are young, mm-hmm. you know. The veterans are Baker and X. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're young.
Yeah.
But they're the vets. They're the people we look up to. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Kyrie would do that on a team with Charles Oakley. You know what I mean? Them type people, you know, Bill Laimbeer or something. Nah, he getting jacked up. Off rip.
I don't know.
Ben Wallace. No, man. No.
I don't know. I don't think he's one of these guys that responds to, like, those types of leaders. And because you saw what happened with Bron. Like, he had just had enough of it. And I guess now he.
Right. You can leave. It, but. Yeah, and nobody. You can leave. But why are you here? Mm-hmm. This is what's going to go down.
You know
what I mean?
We're talking a lot about, like, oddballs in the locker room. I mean, OG, you weren't exactly average Joe, and you did bring a monkey to the locker room.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, you
were the oddball.
Right, I was the oddball.
It just hit me.
That's why I can't think of none. If you can't think of oddball people, you the oddball.
Yeah.
How about that?
Did you ever get any vet ever get on you? Or say
Troy, you know.
Yeah.
Troy
hated the monkey.
Yeah. Why you got him in here? Why you even got a monkey? You like, know what I mean?
But what was that conversation? Was it like pull you to the side or Detroit? Did other people hear? Did he snap?
He snapped and then went to the media and say that's why we losing because the coach is letting people bring monkeys in the locker room and all that stuff.
did you tighten up?
Tighten up how?
Did you leave Malik at home after Troy presented it?
Nah. I mean, he wasn't throwing me the ball no how.
So, OG, Hall of Fame Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
Told his concern about you bringing Malik, your monkey, your capuchin, what's it called?
Yeah, capuchin.
Capuchin in your locker room.
Yeah.
Troy went to the media
talking
about Malik.
Yeah, you can look it up. Yep.
And you still kept bringing Malik to work?
Yeah, because I had no other choice.
Could have left him in the cage at the house.
No, and then he came back. He'd been sick, and then I'd have been out my money. Nah. He ain't throwing me the ball. Like, hey, I ain't getting in. I'm not getting in anyway. So anyway, the next year I was gone anyway. So it might have been because I brought the monkey. But whatever. You know what I mean?
And your relationship with Malik was bigger than the job with the Cowboys.
No,
that's what it seemed like to me, OG.
My relationship with Malik was probably bigger than my relationship with Troy.
Mm-hmm. You love Malik. Easy decision, then.
Right. I'm with Malik every day.
Yeah.
I'm with Troy only certain parts of the day. So, I think, you know, you definitely have to think of those things. And I think management thinks of those things when they make decisions. But you talk about, man, John Wall ain't hit a basket since he left Kentucky, man. I mean, last time John Wall played, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, but like you say, I mean, He hasn't played either.
Yeah.
And he keep getting new contracts. Like, I don't know. Basketball kind of different because of the number of games they play. Like, you could still make 42 games. You come in after the All-Star game, we'd be straight. You
know? Yeah. Well, I mean, Kawhi doesn't even play anymore. And he's going to get $1 million or $50 million contract anytime he's available.
Right.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So that's definitely different. And I don't think Channing and I don't think our minds work like that, because you have to be there. Like, you know what I mean? Because you do like Kyrie does what he does and nobody else can do it. We got that. But we probably can get in another point guard that can handle it. Like, you know, they got the Dragon out there. He could work a little bit, but you know, in football, like, we need that guy. Like, I remember, you know, times, you know, Zach wasn't there because he was hurting, and I love Tuan Russell to death. That's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
But you know,
don't say you know. Let me know what you're saying.
What are you
know
saying,
what you're
OG?
Saying, but let me know what you're saying.
He wasn't patrolling it like that. I'm not gonna say holding it down, because he held it down.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying, it's just not the same type of effect. You know what I mean? Like, so those players in football, I think we depend on those 11 guys a lot more than they even depend on the five guys, because they still got a superstar. Like, Kevin Durant could score 47 and they still win the game without Kyrie. But you don't stop Fa Matu Ma Falu coming through that hole.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, but I think what you're saying is true. Like, that just won't fly in a locker room. Your mindsets are different. Like, you guys are built different.
Right.
It's a barbaric sport, and you got to know that the dude you're going to battle with every Sunday is willing to kill himself to say, like,
job is to bust the wedge. My job is to take these two. Mm-hmm. I'm going to split those two. And if the running backs, I need you, man, you better be there. That's all I know, because I'm doing my part.
Oh, gee, that was my job for years.
Right.
A weak lead. Crowder, don't make the tackle. Break the fullback's helmet open so Zach can come over top.
Right.
Well, what if he runs outside where I am? Don't hit the running back. Zach's on the way.
Right.
Go hit the fullback.
Right, right.
But that's that trust and knowing that Zach is not going to miss one of those tackles.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but them dog, like, when you have a dog on your team, you put your dog in the situation to make the big play.
Without a doubt. And that's why it works so well with, you know, with Timbo and Darryl Gardner when I was there. Because Timbo would hold up that double team. He'd be like, man, why are you doing that? You know, when you get, you know, 60, that ain't going to feel good. But he'd hold them two people up and Zach would make it through. But, you know, everybody has that to do, you know, in their position. But the point of counting on somebody to be there, I think in football, I go out on a limb and say it's a little different than in basketball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're speaking with Aronde Gadsden every Tuesday at 2:20. It is the Aronde Gadsden Show. I mentioned OG earlier, Crowder, that Le'Veon Bell and Adrian Peterson are—they're going to get in the ring. They're going to box together.
Yep. Box.
Yeah, they're going to box together. It's an exhibition match. It's going to happen July 30th. There's some odds. Do you guys want to guess who the favorite between Le'Veon and Adrian Peterson is?
AP. By far, AP's just too big and strong.
But he old. He older than Le'Veon.
Le'Veon?
Yeah. They both kind of not there all the time. But I guess I go with AP too, just because all day.
I think he'll take off. Size wise.
He'll take off his belt on you.
Don't do that.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
AP's known for going overboard with physical altercations. Is that what you're saying?
That's a better way to put it, for sure.
Who was the favorite?
Le'Veon Bell,
really?
Minus 180 is the favorite.
Really?
You, AP is plus 140.
Come on, man. Listening to you, man. I've listened to dude with ticklets, man.
My teeth are beautiful.
I didn't disagree with that.
OG, how much I had to pay you to go box somebody right now?
Ooh.
No, I'm not talking about Deontay Wilder.
Please.
I'm talking about you and Irvin. You just say you love Michael Irvin. Y'all around the same age. You got to box Michael Irvin.
Yeah, Michael Irvin older than me.
A year and a half.
No, man. He had his hand on the ground. He was in three-point stance, man. Mike was in three-point stance, man. Mike never was in no three-point stance. Mike won number 47, man. Mike older than me, man. Mike older than me.
So who would be right around you? Right? Let's say it's Mike, though, because y'all played together. He lived down here, Kane.
Okay, go ahead.
How much would they have to pay Aronde Gasson to go box somebody right now?
In dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you wanted, hamburgers?
I wanted it. Euros. Get out of here.
$10 to go fight another grown man.
It's just an exhibition, so it's like five rounds.
Five rounds, and you'll get like a month to train, yep. Right? Like, we're not just tossing you in the ring right now. You'll get a couple months to train.
250? 250 racks.
Yeah.
And you'll go box somebody right now.
I'll go box somebody for at least 7 minutes. That's all I got. 7 minutes. That's two rounds.
That's two rounds.
And 1 minute into the third, I'm going down.
What if he don't hit you? You still going to go down.
Ooh, we're going to bump into each other. That's about all.
And you're going to roll into the rope.
Ooh. I'm going to give me the count. I'm going to try to stagger up and then fall into the rope.
I ain't boxing nobody, OG. Ain't no way I'm going to let anybody punch me in my head no more.
We running, though. We running for, like, ta-ta. Jab, run. Jab, grab. Jab, run. You know what I'm saying? You can make it in 3 minutes. I seen Ocho Cinco in there.
Mm-hmm. And you see what happened when he stepped back.
Bop, bop.
Had that booty in there.
But listen, he was fighting a dude that had some fights already. See, right. Go ahead, dude. 5 seconds into the fight, he fell all through the ropes.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, dude who don't have no fights. Let's do that.
Let's do
it. But that's what I'm saying. We on the same... You know, same schedule. But, I somebody like Hines Ward, we might can do it.
You got Hines by 100 pounds. You want to fight Hines?
Listen, man. You don't pick my fights, man. I'm picking my fights.
Pick your fights.
I make my own fights. My 250.
Oh, can't even pick my fights. I'm going to fight.
I already know who you want to fight.
I want to fight the lunch lady at American Heritage over there.
Why? What's she do?
I don't know, because I think it's an easy win.
Easy win. You probably can get that win.
You know who I want to fight?
Cheaper.
I want to fight Wes Welker.
Yeah, he right here.
I want to fight Dante Hall.
I'll
lay my list out. I'll beat the hell out of Dan Marino right now.
Right now?
Right now.
Ooh, I don't know. Damn.
Dan can whoop me.
How many rounds y'all going?
4-5.
4-5.
And I'm going to have an asthma attack. I don't even have asthma.
Ooh. You know what? I think Dan might take it in deep in the third because you know you vegan now. You didn't have meat in 3 years. So.
I got my chickpea protein in me though. I'm ready to go. You know I have my AG Green, Athletic Greens, AG1.
I feel good. You take how many scoops of that?
One scoop a day. That's all you need.
Oh, that's all you need.
75 minerals and
no, I thought you. Two. One before bed and one in the morning.
Just one in the morning.
All right.
I got to ask you this because I know we're running out of time. Cargo shorts. Salon, these millennials, they hate on cargo shorts.
I got them on now.
I see your pocket.
Yeah, you know why? Because as an older gentleman, as you get older, you need stuff. And if you don't have your stuff, you don't want to be patting your pockets like, I ain't got it. You need the stuff in your pocket.
But what are you, like an older aunt that always has like candy in her bag for her nephew?
Baby might be crying. I got a mint right here. It's in a little pocket
Starlight.
Starlight mint. I always keep a baby from crying right there. I usually wear them when I travel because I don't know in the airport. I don't like the, but. Cargo shorts, man. You a little younger.
Yeah. I mean, I can't.
You go to pumpkin carving party.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't think we do that as older people.
Oh, next Halloween, you guys are coming with me, man. Nice little pumpkin carving party.
OG, I keep my passport on me.
How that boy?
What the hell are you doing with your passport?
I just in case something happens. I don't know when I
got
to go international.
Some
socks in there too. See, I got my passport
with me. You a real G if you riding around in your book bag. bag. You got a passport and some socks. Anything could happen.
I got a lower jaw retainer.
Just in case you snore and bite down.
And push it back.
You're a grinder.
I don't grind. I got my retainer in my bag. See, you don't, when you say items, you don't understand what items mean. So you're too young.
Yeah, this man just pulled out his passport out of his bag.
I got a passport. Yeah, man, let me see what else I got.
That boy could go right now.
That's just irresponsible to have a passport.
You got a CPAP machine in there, too?
What else I got in there?
Yeah.
Keep that under the table.
That's an EpiPen.
Keep all that under the table.
Never mind. I'm looking at that pocket.
Oh, that's the wrong pocket. That's the wrong pocket right there. No, don't look in that pocket. That's my break in case of emergency pocket.
Trying to warn you, you need items, Solana.
Yeah.
Items.
Yeah.
I was telling him Michael Jordan was rocking camo cargo shorts to the NASCAR race on Sunday.
Who wouldn't do that? I would.
Yeah.
Black Jordan shirt.
That man's a billionaire. You going to criticize him?
I'm just saying, man. I don't understand what you need all these pockets for, bro. I don't understand.
Bro, you got to have stuff. Yeah. Like, if you don't have stuff,
I don't have stuff. I don't have stuff.
You got your wallet on you?
I got my wallet, my phone, and my keys. Good to go.
Keep your wallet in the front pocket or your back?
Back left.
You got your known traveler's number?
I got my KTA ready to go. Crowder joined civilized society.
What, he got
approved pre-check? TSA pre-check.
Ooh, how long is it?
TSA pre-check, man, it is love. You just walk through the airport like OJ running through the airport back in the day.
Mine three times.
Shoes on.
You know what? Listen to me. When you go to Atlanta, the TSA line longer than the regular line.
You know why? I get the clear. I get the clear with the TSA on top.
Something shady about clear. When I put my eyes in there, I feel funny. I don't like it at all. I got clear. They can have that 140. They can have that.
You don't want to put your eyes in there.
Big brother watching when you put your eyes in there. Big brother got you. No, I don't want to put my eyes in nothing. I did the first time. You know, they grab you. Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, and I ain't the introductory offer because that's the only way I would go.
That free lick.
Yeah. Get it for 30 days. You don't like it. And, you know, being African American somewhat, I let it roll over and they got me. What's this 140 coming up? It got me. The 30 days was up and they got me. But I got it now. Uh-huh. But, man, I like putting my chin up in that thing, man.
It is weird.
Man, I ain't with it. I'm just standing in the TSA line and let my ID get kicked out 17 times. Boom, boom, boom. Come on, man. Like they have a Florida ID.
A little slot machine. Zoop, zoop.
You got rub it on your pants, rub it on one of your pockets and your cargo shorts. And
there we go. See, cargo shorts are better than that.
Cargo shorts, maybe. Aronde Gadsden, it is always a pleasure. You're gonna order the brownie sundae.
Of course, a la mode. See, that's the difference. See, that's people with pockets know it's an a la mode.
We'll school them later.
Yeah.
More Hockman and Crowder will continue next.
Me and Crowder talk about Athletic Greens on the show, and if you've been wondering about it, pay attention here, because if you're interested in better gut health, more energy, an optimized immune system, and you've been looking for a great tasting supplement that handles all that, then Athletic Greens is probably for you. With Athletic Greens, you put a scoop in a glass of water, you drink it to start the day off right. AG1 is lifestyle friendly, whether you eat keto or paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free like me. Athletic Greens contains less than 1 gram of sugar, no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or artificial anything, and it still tastes good. AG1, it's like a small micro habit with big benefits. It's one easy thing you can do every day to help take great care of yourself. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, go there right now, athleticgreens.com/WQAM. QAM, take ownership over your health, and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I give them the Chicken Little. I give them the 1-2 crossing the street. I give them a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Ah, double dip.
Hawk and Crowder.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.